This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 40 for Monday, August 30th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are lower on Monday as losses in the Chicago soy complex overwhelmed the reaction from the Stat Canada production report released this morning. The November canola contract falls $11.10 at $901.60 per ton. The January contract drops $6.60 at $883.50 per ton. Stat Canada estimates this year's canola crop at 14.7 million tons, which is in line with market expectations. The federal agency slashes their forecast by more than 24% compared to last year's harvest. As for all wheat, StatCan pegs production at 22.9 million tons, nearly 35% less than last year. A trader believes the production numbers will drop further with Stat Canada's next report due out September 30th. He also points to a great deal of money on the canola table as the November contract remains expensive. A drop of $30 to $40 per ton is possible, he says. Declines in Malaysian palm oil are also weighing on canola values, but some support is coming from small gains in European rapeseed. The Canadian dollar is higher, with the loonie at 79.33 US cents compared to Friday's close of 79.15. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 256,000 tons of soybeans to China. Delivery is to be during the upcoming marketing year, which begins Wednesday. In the weekly USDA Export Inspections report, well over 562,000 tons of corn was shipped during the week of ending August 26th. Soybean movement exceeds 377,000 tons, and wheat exports are almost 317,000 tons. Hurricane Ida is causing some delays to vessel traffic on the Mississippi River. The surge from Ida has caused the river to reverse its flow. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday. The November contract tumbles 20 cents at $13.03 per bushel. October soy oil drops just over 8 tenths of a cent at 59.7 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal loses $5.40 at $345 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker on Monday. The December contract retreats 11 cents at $5.43 per bushel. Chicago oats are also weaker, with the December contract down 11.5 cents at $5.10. Wheat futures are lower as well on Monday. Chicago December gives up 9 cents at 7.23.5. Kansas City December falls 11.5 cents at 7.12.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December loses 9 cents at 9.09. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, August 30th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.